Here's my plan to stop the chemical, physical, and emotional mutilation of our youth. On day one, I will revoke Joe Biden's cruel policies on so-called gender-affirming care. Ridiculous. A process that includes giving kids puberty blockers, mutating their physical appearance, and ultimately performing surgery on minor children. We will empower parents and local school board to hire and reward great principals and teachers, and also to fire the poor ones, the one whose performance is unsatisfactory. They will be fired. When I'm back in the White House, we will use every tool, lever, and authority to get the homeless off our streets. We want to take care of them, but they have to be off our streets.
Christ was born across the sea, with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy,
the veterans out there. Thank you for your service. It's a great Veterans Day. And the Marines yesterday, happy birthday, Semper Fi. The wins just keep coming. President Trump is going to revamp the schools, protect our children, stop censorship, so much more. Love his little videos that he puts out. They're amazing. Arizona's cheating, and it's obvious. We're going to look into that. And today, also the secret meeting that Mitch McConnell's holding to vote in the next Senate Majority Leader, trying to sneak one in, but everybody's catching on. The enemy's always working behind the scenes to prevent what they know is coming. Gitmo, and so much more. Let's go.
Here's my plan to stop the chemical, physical, and emotional mutilation of our youth. On day one, I will revoke Joe Biden's cruel policies on so-called gender-affirming care. Ridiculous. A process that includes giving kids puberty blockers, mutating their physical appearance, and ultimately performing surgery on minor children. Can you believe this? I will sign a new executive order instructing every federal agency to cease all programs that promote the concept of sex and gender transition at any age. I will then ask Congress to permanently stop federal taxpayer dollars from being used to promote or pay for these procedures, and pass a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. It'll go very quickly. I will declare that any hospital or healthcare provider that participates in the chemical or physical mutilation of minor youth will no longer meet federal health and safety standards for Medicaid and Medicare and will be terminated from the program immediately. Furthermore, I will support the creation of a private right of action for victims to sue doctors who have unforgivably performed these procedures on minor children. The Department of Justice will investigate Big Pharma and the big hospital networks to determine whether they have deliberately covered up horrific long-term side effects of sex transitions in order to get rich at the expense of vulnerable patients, in this case, very vulnerable. We will also investigate whether Big Pharma or others have illegally marketed hormones and puberty blockers, which are in no way licensed or approved for this use. My Department of Education will inform states and school districts that if any teacher or school official suggests to a child that they could be trapped in the wrong body, they will be faced with severe consequences, including potential civil rights violations for sex discrimination and the elimination of federal funding. As part of our new credentialing body for teachers, we will promote positive education about the nuclear family, the roles of mothers and fathers, and celebrating rather than erasing the things that make men and women different and unique. I will ask Congress to pass a bill establishing that the only genders recognized by the United States government are male and female, and they are assigned at birth. The bill will also make clear that Title IX prohibits men from participating in women's sports, and we will protect the rights of parents from being forced to allow their minor child to assume a gender which is new and an identity without the parents' consent. The identity will not be new, and it will not be without parental consent. No serious country should be telling its children that they were born with the wrong gender, a concept that was never heard of in all of human history. Nobody's ever heard of this, what's happening today. It was all when the radical left invented it just a few years ago. Under my leadership, this madness will end. Thank you very much.
Thank goodness. Thank God. Tell you what, you know, this group, less than 1% of these transgenders and these other guys of this country, they always seem to get what they want. The other 95 to 99%, the voices are heard and they're never, there's never anything done about it. President Trump steps in, he's making waves. Let's see, just a few days since our win, just want to remind everybody, appointed the first ever woman as a chief of staff. The Taliban signals a wish to be removed from the terrorist list. Putin announces the West is no longer viewed as an enemy. Mexico discourages large caravans from heading to the U.S. border. New York halts food vouchers for illegal immigrants. China expresses a desire for peaceful coexistence with America. European Union leaders announce plans to prioritize American gas over Russian supplies. Hamas calls for an end to the war, and the stock and crypto markets are soaring to new records. What other things President Trump up to? Oh, yeah. Tom Homan is in charge of the mass deportations. It's huge. I'm pleased to announce that the former ICE director, says President Trump, and stalwart on border control, Tom Homan, will be joining the Trump administration in charge of our nation's borders. The border czar, including but not limited to the southern border, the northern border, all maritime and aviation security. I've known Tom for a long time, and there is nobody better at policing and controlling our borders. Likewise, Tom Homan will be in charge of all deportation of illegal aliens back to their country of origin. Congratulations to Tom. I have no doubt he will do a fantastic and long-awaited for job.
Mr. Homan, your name is on this. Is this correct?
Yes, I signed that memo.
So you are the author of the family separation policy?
I am not the author of this memo.
You're not the author, but you signed the memo.
Yes, a zero tolerance memo.
So you provided the official recommendation to Secretary Nielsen on family for the United States to pursue family separation.
I gave Secretary Nielsen numerous recommendations on how to secure the border and save lives.
But it says here that you gave her numerous options, but the recommendation was option 3, family separation.
What I'm saying, this is not the only paper where we've given the Secretary numerous options to secure the border and save lives.
And so the recommendation, of the many that you recommended family separation.
I recommended zero tolerance.
Which includes family separation.
The same as it is with every U.S. citizen parent gets arrested when they're with a child.
Zero tolerance was interpreted as the policy that separated children from their...
If I get arrested for DUI and I have a young child in a car, I'm going to be separated. When I was a police officer in New York and I arrested a father for domestic violence, I separated that
Mr.
father from
Holman,
his family.
With all due respect, legal asylees are not charged with any crime.
When you're in the country illegally, it's violation 8 United States Code 1325.
Seeking asylum is legal.
If you want to seek asylum, you go through the port of entry, do it the legal way. The Attorney General of the United States has made that clear.
Okay.
Okay, little child. Just to want to make sure you know. He talks to her like, look, I don't know where you came from, where your parents are, but you need to go back home. Get your blankie. Get your bottle. And go to sleep. Oh, I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't be making fun of her. You know, some other great leaders. J.D. Vance. Be the first Marine in history to be Vice President of the United States. Semper Fi right there. J.D. Vance, I can't wait to clean up D.C. by releasing the Epstein client list. Fact check by the People's Voice community. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? These people are so mad because they're thinking that this terrible guy has taken over as a leader of our country. He's so terrible, he's going to release this list of people who have tortured and killed children, who brainwashed them. And I wonder what happened to them. I'm going to play this meme. Some of you like these. When we show somebody, they look at a liberal going crazy because Trump won, and they put music to it.
I'm sorry!
Oh, I hope you guys had a great weekend. Dog and Bone, Curious Cat, just for added measure, guys, just to let you know that Arizona, it's been in the works, and I think they made an announcement. Yeah, you know, they try to make it official. The Kerry Lake lost, and, you know, you're like really wondering what's going on, because when I go to the freespoke.com and I look this up, on the Senate side, it looks like 93% are in. You've got Ruben Gallego with 1,555,000 to Kerry Lake's 1,488,000. And somehow they just, you know, seem to make announcements. And it looks like Pennsylvania, if we win there, which would be up by 39,000 votes for the Senate seat, it would be 53-47, just like Q predicted perfectly. 53-47. The Senate was the one that was important. Anyway, back to Arizona. They had a total of 463,000 voters without a gender, of which 351,000 returned ballots. Maricopa had 292,000, of which 200,000 returned a ballot. Pima had 60,000, or which 108,000 returned a ballot. That's right. There's a 178% return rate. Do the math. It's on your screen. These guys cheat, and I was hoping Laura Trump would chime in with something. She says, we're going to continue to hold the line. An operational update on election integrity. The RNC, our state parties, and legal teams remain fully engaged in every state where votes are still being counted, including Arizona, Maine, Nevada. Laura Trump will hold the line. Interesting, because 1037, booms en route, blind, 5-5. And hold the line is a term from 4714 on the Q board. Justice is coming, and we hope that that's going to work out. If you're looking at your screen, Maricopa County, Arizona, said these signatures match. Arizona must not think Trump will prosecute election fraudsters, because if you're looking at your screen, guys, they don't match. They are wrong. Arizona election officials will face Trump's wrath. They will end up in prison. In prison, and they're going to need help somehow. Because these numbers are just not looking good. Election fraud. Rubin received more votes than Kamala. I mean, there's another one. How could he get 1,409,152 votes over Kamala's 1,332,342 votes? Strange. It's really strange. Trump won Arizona by 6 points. Gallego had 127,000 more votes than there are registered Democrats in Arizona. He had 127,000 more votes than there are registered Democrats in Arizona. That's impossible. Lake had 200,000 fewer votes than there are registered Republicans in Arizona. Where did those votes go? Gallego received more votes than Kamala Harris did in Arizona. Lake received 140,000 fewer votes than Trump did in Arizona. How in the world did she get 140,000 fewer votes? That's impossible. Uncounted ballots increased days after the deadline. Mitch McConnell withheld campaign funds from Lake. Oh, we're going to get into Mitch in a minute. No GOP members are speaking out about these discrepancies. Overall, something about this election between Lake and Gallego, they just don't add up. What are your thoughts? This will help you on your mind. Here you go. Folks, I've noticed my brain's working better. I feel my immune system is working much better. My sleep and stress levels are dropping. My energy is better than it's ever been. My brain is just focused and just on par now, a lot better around the house. Most of this started happening when I started taking the pine needle extract, the pine needle tea alternative from Ascent Nutrition. Also, the humic and fulvic acid, I've been taking that also. It's been absolutely amazing. They've got a 2-product detox bundle of the pine needle extract and humic and fulvic acid. And just wanted to let you know, the Poland tincture is currently out of stock. So you got to get this 2-product bundle now that they're putting out there before the pine needle extract goes on as well. It's amazing. Ascent Nutrition provides organic and wild harvested nutrients to the world through their unique, innovative, and best-in-class growing and harvesting processes. Their clean and unique practices allow them to offer superior nutrient-dense products that help people, pets, and athletes feel and perform their best. They've got it for sleep and stress, for healthy detox, immune support, joint and mobility, and so much more. You can get those in the description box below. Just click on that link right below the video for Ascent Nutrition today. Folks, we're back. Just wanted to share something with you. I received some information that they wanted me to update on this. I was sharing the voters, remember, on a couple videos ago, basically showing Christians how they voted. You know, the percentage of them that voted for President Trump versus those that did not. And when I showed the Jewish vote, it was like 72% did not vote for President Trump. And so I got some information from folks that claim differently. And I put in the description box below a whole Substack on this, what I'm showing you here. GOP increases the share of the Jewish vote up to 32% 2024. That's New York Times exit polls. Here's a recap of what one-party Democrat rule has done to New York. Mass import of 210,000 illegal aliens. This is where a majority of, we saw many videos and heard that many of those in the Jewish community there in New York were voting for President Trump. They got tired of the mass importation, installed illegal aliens in free luxury Manhattan hotels that changed their minds, kicked out American kids from schools and sports to make space for illegal alien kids. They pushed to have non-citizens vote. They gave illegal aliens cash debit cards. Remember, they encouraged student jihadis. They encouraged Islamists to criminalize. They refused to arrest, prosecute, and prison based on social justice. They mandated experimental FDA unapproved vaccines. They forced DEI and CRT in public and private sector. They wrecked education. They trampled on the parents' rights and all these other things that made them change. And so I wanted to give that quick update on that area also. Another thing, just to show you, the House doesn't seem to be done yet. I'm going to go to FreeSpoke real quick, and we're going to click on House. I'm going to bring it over. We're going to click on the House as if this recording. They're still showing 216 Republicans. We need 218 major majority. If you go to Alaska, I mean, it looks like we got that one in the bag. We're up by 10,000, 74% in. Arizona's got a general election 6. We're up by only 2,000, maybe less than 2,000, with 91% in. Of course, they're probably playing around with those numbers. In California, election 13, John Duarte, 62% in. He's only up by maybe 3,000. And it's just a little over 3,000. So there's some seats that are blue. They're just not announcing yet. And so it's really strange because Salty Goat put this out. To be completely honest, what's happening right now feels like the eye of the storm to me. We've won the presidency, and the Senate and the Democrats seem to bow out with no fanfare at all. Why is that? Well, if you consider that the deciding House races are still being counted 5 days later, you can assume the Democrats are up to something. If the Democrats are able to steal the House, they've already said they will not certify Trump or President Jamie Raskin. Remember, said that. Now, real quick before I read on, Kyle Becker just released that the House seat in Colorado 8 will be another flip for the GOP. The race was not called, but Yadira Caravio, I believe, he said he just conceded to Gabe Evans, excuse me. And so when I go to that one, let's see, look at Colorado. Gabe Evans is up by 3,000 with 95% in it, so it looks like it's been conceded. And so we're one away, folks, from controlling the House. If they control the House, Raskin has already said that he will introduce a resolution into the House declaring Trump an insurrectionist under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. If that happens and passes, then Trump's electoral votes won't count and the selection would go to the floor of the House with one vote each per state that throws the election back up in the air. I'm not saying this will happen, only that it's possible. And would you put it past the Democrats? No, we wouldn't. It would explain why we're still seeing these House races being delayed and why the Democrats appeared to concede so easily. We can't let them steal the House. And people are out there, you know, when you hear these liberals and these talking heads, if you have anybody talking to you whatsoever anymore from the left or the liberals that have lost their mind, just remember this, because they get upset and they say, oh, it's, you know, Elon Musk is this terrible guy, because, you know, he's in phone calls now with President Trump, with these world leaders. Yeah, he's hanging out with them. He's at Mar-a-Lago. He's, you know, he helped bring transportation to the Amish so that they could vote. He did everything he could to help out. And so they complain. They say, oh, this guy with all this money, he's ruining us and he's taking over X. We need to put this guy in jail. Just remember, Kamala Harris had three times the money, 80% of the legacy media, 99% of Hollywood, 100% of federal institutions. Good point, Alex. So please, this is from AJ Tourville. So please stop it with all the nonsense about how Elon Musk supposedly interfered with the election. They tried all they could. Still didn't work. Remember, Elon even posted this picture of America. The people voted for major government reform, almost all red. I think those blue areas where they had the voter ID, right? Remember, no voter ID. So if we erase all of the no voter ID, this whole thing would be filled with just about all red with a few blue dots. Mm-hmm. Elon says they did and they will get it. They will get the major government reform. He posted that at November 10th, 2024. And I tell you what, it matches exactly to November 10th, 2018. We knew then, we know now, this time we have government control. What are the chances that matches perfectly? Man, these coincidences keep popping up. Another great thing when it comes to leaders being selected, President Trump said, I will not be inviting former Ambassador Nikki Haley or former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to join the Trump administration, which is currently in formation. I very much enjoyed and appreciated working with them previously and would like to thank them for their service to our country. Make America great again. Oh, yeah. New York Post. Blue who? Columbia University cancels classes for student grief. Oh, media loses mind over Trump. And just look at Pelosi. She's losing her mind, if she even has one left. But one guy's all grins, and they have a picture of Joe Biden with these huge smiles. Now, we got to do something about these ID requirements, folks. If you're looking at your screen, again, Newsmax put this one out, this nice graph. Here for all to behold, Washington State, Oregon, California, no voter ID needed, but somehow went to Kamala. Let's see, Colorado, New Mexico, Illinois, Minnesota, Virginia, New York. Yeah, all these places up in the Northeast, Maine. No ID required. Huh. I wonder what would have happened if they had real elections and voter ID was required and they actually did it the right way, like Florida and some other states. it would look a lot more red than this, but still, we have 86.72% red. Only 13.28% of the country is blue. That's a good one for your, looks kind of like a Christmas deal, huh? Look at your lights on your tree. And other things that are brewing, if you guys didn't know, Rick Scott gains more endorsements for Senate Majority Leader, including Senators Johnson and Paul. There's a huge fight, and I think one of the guys' name is John Cornyn. He's a Rhino, and the other guy that they're trying to squeeze in, you know, they have this secret vote that Mitch McConnell's putting together Wednesday, but you guys need to make your voices heard. And I put in the description box below a link so that you can click on it and look at your representative's phone number and make a phone call. Okay? And so let me click on that real quick. I'm going to bring it over just to show you. That link goes to this. Call your senator. Lobby for Rick Scott. There's your Alabama number, your Alaska number. You scroll all the way down. All your numbers are there to number 27. Okay? Just want to make sure you know you can make a difference. Call your senator. It's in the description box below this video. Senator Rick Scott, it's probably, you know, there's some issues I've had with him too, but out of those three, this guy's the one that's going to support President Trump. He's picking up some prominent endorsements, hopefully, but I tell you what, it's not looking too good right now, but people are starting to fight. Let me play a clip from him.
Now, how do we get Trump's agenda done? How do we get his nominees done? How do we codify his executive orders? That's what's up for this leadership race right now. So I'm running to change. We've got to have a big change. We got almost $36 trillion worth of debt, 100,000 people dying of fentanyl or drug overdoses, open border, work military. We have got to change the way the Senate is run to get Trump's agenda done.
Got to get Trump's agenda done. He's behind President Trump. How about that? He's running for the Senate Majority Leader, and we're hoping somehow that this guy gets in. He's going to support Trump. President Trump needs Rick Scott as Majority Leader to shepherd his bold agenda through the U.S. Senate. Scott previously challenged Senator Mitch McConnell for leadership in the wake of the 2022 midterms, but was unsuccessful. McConnell plans to step down soon, and Scott is vying against Senators John Thune from South Dakota and John Cornyn out of Texas. And somebody confronted this guy, Cornyn, earlier. Let's see.
Do I have him? Are ashamed that you are our senator.
Senator Sarah Gonzalez. Hi, I was just wondering why you keep voting to send our money to Ukraine.
Well, because I think it's in our national security interest to help them defend themselves.
I may not get it in here.
Ukraine will invade NATO countries.
Americans are starving right now, and you guys are sending our tax money to Ukraine. We have our own problems to deal with.
You want a World War III? Or
let me grab you over here. Pardon me, sorry.
Hey, why did you call Ken Paxton a criminal? Senator, why did you call Ken Paxton a criminal?
Pass the call thing over here.
You can't answer? Nothing to say?
So, of course, he's running away. He doesn't want to hear it. And these guys are trying to push her away. Why did you call Ken Paxton a criminal? Can you stop touching me, please? And she's getting upset.
Come on. Give her access. What the hell?
She's trying hard to get in there to get an answer, but he's refusing to address anything with the J6ers. Doesn't want to talk about anything to do with Ukraine. Oh, do you want World War III? That's what we have to support Ukraine. Oh, what an idiot. Conservative leaders, including Tucker Carlson, Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, and grassroots activists have endorsed Scott. Tennessee GOP Senator Bill Hagerty announced that he would also be supporting Scott in a thread on X. So President Trump says any Republican senator seeking the coveted leadership position in the United States Senate must agree to recess appointments in the Senate, without which we will not be able to get people confirmed in a timely manner. Sometimes the votes can take 2 years or more. This is what they did 4 years ago, and we cannot let it happen again. We need positions filled immediately. Additionally, no judges should be approved during this period of time because the Democrats are looking to ram through their judges as the Republicans fight over leadership. This is not acceptable. Thank you. Well, it might sound strange, but this is really good news. It means that weaponizing time via delays to slow down and otherwise hinder the process of doing the people's business is not going to be tolerated by Trump's administration. It also means that Trump means to use every second to his advantage to act on behalf of the people so that he can fulfill every promise he's made. Considering what Agenda 47 promises, I think President Trump is 100% correct to invoke this. I also think that given what experts like Michael Waller have said, as reported by Tucker, the Uniparty knew full well it was going to lose and it was and is planned on crippling Trump's incoming administration with bureaucratic, slowdowns of all sorts. Trump plans on making this impossible. What are recess appointments? Recess appointments are temporary appointments made by the President of the United States to fill government positions when the Senate is in recess. The power is granted by the U.S. Constitution. Interesting, because I was reading that they didn't go into recess when President Trump was in office because they didn't want these appointments filled. It's just terrible what these guys are doing. I tell you what, George even updates us. The two warmongers from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott, yeah, they're both voting for, with Mitch McConnell's plants. Lindsey Graham wants John Cornyn. Tim Scott wants John Thune. Senate sources leaked the internal count for the leadership vote. Here's the list of who is voting for who. It looks like Cornyn's at 18, Scott's at 11, and Thune's at 24. And then President Trump's senior advisor, Dan Scavino, just sent him the post of John Thune saying, quote, Donald Trump should withdraw and Mike Pence should be our nominee effective immediately. That was from October 8th, 2016. He posted that. Once a snake, always a snake. Any Republican senator who votes for Thune over Rick Scott, they had another thing coming. So our president stands for freedom. Trump talked to Putin, told Russian leader not to escalate in Ukraine. President-elect Donald Trump spoke with them. First phone conversation between the two men since Trump won the election, said several people. During the call, Trump took from his resort in Florida. He advised the Russian president not to escalate this war and reminded him of Washington's sizable military presence in Europe, said a person familiar with the call who, like others interviewed for this story, spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss a sensitive matter. The two men discussed the goal of peace on the European continent. Trump expressed an interest in follow-up conversation to discuss the resolution of Ukraine's war soon. How about that? These are the things that we've been hoping for. Folks, we're at amweknow.com. You can go to our website, find anything that you need for our site, including all of our videos, our social media, and more. Our social media is up there on the top right. If you look there, X, Facebook, you'll see Telegram and more. When you scroll down, you'll notice that we have all of our videos there ready for you. Our OCK merch link is there. You can subscribe to our newsletter and get updates. Put your name and email and hit submit. Very simple. Our podcasts, if you want to listen in, they're there. Our partners. So if you say, hey, I watched a video, I just can't remember which one had the Bright Core. Well, there it is right there for you. Scroll down. All of these, Hunter's Blend Coffee and more, they're located on our website. You go down and you click and you will find what you're looking for. Really, really cool. And also just wanted to make sure you knew that you can go to shop.amweknow.com and get sweatshirts and hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks. And we have our jean jackets in, available for pre-order in three colors with blue, pink, and white. So amazing. You guys are great. Thank you for this. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear. Well, you guys are looking at this video. It's Manhattan, New York. Yep, every day they said we'll fight the hate. And they have President Trump's picture up. And these are illegal aliens. Somehow they got the posters handed to them. I don't know who paid for it. But they handed them out and said, go march the streets. Yeah, really nice colors. They've all put together nicely, marching in unison. And for some reason, they think they have rights in our country so that they can march and say, you're not going to send us out. And if you send us away, we're coming back. Huh.
On day one, I will seal the border and we'll begin the largest domestic deportation operation in the history of our country. And if other countries say they won't take them back, we're not going to take them back. I will say that, yeah, here they come. You're just going to hold on to your britches, because here they come. They're coming back.
Hold on to your britches. They're coming back. You know, I need a little bit more of Tom Holman before we move on. Speaking of illegals being deported.
Mr. Holman.
We're not securing the border and closing loopholes.
Mr. Holman, look, please respect the chair and the authority of the chair. The time of the gentleman has expired.
I've asked you politely to let me go beyond my time, and you let other people go beyond their time, but not to Tom Holman. He don't get me go beyond his time.
Mr. Holman, we have approved an agreement between the Republicans and the Democrats with the ranking member. We increased the time of one member of Congress who was interrupted by a protest. That is done with the approval of the ranking member. Please respect the chair's authority. The gentleman,
I respect the chair's authority, but the chair...
Mr. Holman!
You work for me. I'm a taxpayer. I'm a taxpayer. You work for me.
The witness will suspend.
Oh, man, this is so good. She's so upset. Mr. Holman, she's banging her gavel. This is my place. You can't talk to me like that. I'm in charge. I'm the witch here. My goodness. Let's get some more flashbacks, shall we?
I want to add one more thing. You talk about the child sex crimes. Under Kamala Harris, we'd have over 500,000 children have been smuggled into the United States, separated from their families, smuggled by criminal cartels, and released to the United States. That's your failure as a border czar. And let me add this. They've released these people to so-called sponsors. They don't vet properly. Now they can't find 148,000 children or their sponsors. And I guarantee you, based on my 3.5 decades of investigative experience, these children are in forced labor or they're in forced sex trade, and they're living a life of hell. This administration, what they've done on the border is disgusting. You know, I want to add one more thing.
Oh, yeah. Tom Holman's coming. It's going to be good. You guys ready for that? I'm ready. What other things did President Trump have for us since he's protecting our children? Let's see.
Here are 10 key ideas that will power our movement for great schools. First, we will respect the right of parents to control the education of their children. Second, we will empower parents and local school board to hire and reward great principals and teachers, and also to fire the poor ones, the one whose performance is unsatisfactory. They will be fired. Like on The Apprentice, you're fired. Third, we will ensure our classrooms are focused not on political indoctrination, but on teaching the knowledge and skills needed to succeed. Reading, writing, math, science, arithmetic, and other truly useful subjects. Fourth, we will teach students to love their country, not to hate their country like they're taught right now. Fifth, we will support bringing back prayer to our schools.
Ooh.
Sixth, we will achieve schools that are safe, secure, and drug-free, with immediate expulsion for any student who harms a teacher or another student. Seventh, we will give all parents the right to choose another school for their children if they want. It's called school choice. Eighth, we will ensure students have access to project-based learning experiences inside the classroom to help train them for meaningful work outside the classroom. Ninth, we will strive to give all students access to internships and work experiences that can set them on a path to their first job. They're going to be very, very successful. I want them to be more successful than Trump. Let them go out and be more successful. I will be the happiest person in the world. But we want our children to have a great life and be successful. And 10th, we will ensure that all schools provide excellent jobs and career counseling so that high school and college students can get a head start on jobs and careers best suited to their God-given talents. This is how we will ensure a great education for every American child. And one other thing I'll be doing very early in the administration is closing up the Department of Education in Washington, D.C., and sending all education and education work and needs back to the states. We want them to run the education of our children because they'll do a much better job of it. You can't do worse. We spend more money per pupil by three times than any other nation, and yet we're absolutely at the bottom. We're one of the worst. So you can't do worse. We're going to end education coming out of Washington, D.C. We're going to close it up, all those buildings all over the place, and you have people that in many cases hate our children. We're going to send it all back to the states. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. So wonderful to have that whole education system revamped, changed. I remember watching years ago, there was somebody that came through. Somebody's going to put in the comments, I'm sure. But she came through and she had this whole system put together and she was going to reward great teachers with more pay. You know, they get bonuses for students that outperform, and then teachers that don't perform well would be, you know, sent away and they'd hire good teachers. You know, she had the whole system set up. It was amazing. I watched the whole video and it was like an hour long. And then right when she was about to get the vote and everything was going to work out great, I think it was the NEA, the mobsters walked in, the leaders, and scared all of those teachers or representatives. And they were so scared to make the vote that they promised they were going to make changes. Not going to happen with those guys in power, and he's going to stop it. Saw this meme, but if you don't send your kids to public school, they will not know if they're trans. The answer? Exactly. Breaking, a California public school teacher had a meltdown in class on election day. He lashed out at a student for wearing a Trump hat, called Christians a bunch of losers for voting for him, called the kid a child molester, a child molester, and a rapist and more. And I think I had that ready to go. I sure enough do. I've got some of those, the audio on this. Check this out.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. You're a child molester. I'm going to vote for that freaking rapist. Katrina. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I have a daughter. I have three nieces. And he raped them. And it's, and people are voting for him. The Christians are voting for him. Bunch of losers.
Do you hear this? You hear it? Child molesters, huh? Vote for that freaking rapist. He's talking about Trump to his class. I have a daughter, three nieces, and he'd rape them. And people are voting for him. This guy's angry because people are voting for Trump. Christians are voting for him. Bunch of losers, fake Christians. He's talking to his students like this, the one especially wearing the, you know, stuff that supports President Trump.
Let's do the warm up. I'm pissed. People voting for a freaking rapist, and I'm pissed off. Man, fried by grabbing girls by the P word. Caught on video. Okay, try tonight. Google it. Probably grab my daughter, position. I don't care. Fire the hell out of me. I'm fighting for my daughter, my nieces.
He says, I don't care. Fire me. Fire the hell out of me, he says. What else we got?
Turn it off and talk. Go back to your freaking seat now. Go. Take the fire. Can you send security up? Please, room B205. I have a boy who has a Trump hat on, and I'm not going to tolerate it today. Bye-bye. I don't care if you have a Harris hat or Trump hat. You're out of here.
So he's screaming at the child for supporting President Trump.
I'm going to scoot outside, grab your backpack. Oh, no, you can't wear that. You're allowed to wear a freaking racist hat. Go for it.
Tell your mom, get out of my class. You're going to wear a freaking rapist hat. You can't take a teacher that stands up for girls' rights. Huh.
Trump. The rapist, even Trumpers don't deny it. They just vote for him. Getting rid of 20 million immigrants like me. You know, should get out. You know who owns this land? The freaking Native Americans.
So he's losing his mind. Just want to make sure you heard the audio. And this guy is a screenshot of him, short video of the classroom obtained. There he is. He says he's an immigrant too. He's yelling at the kids for wearing, you know, supporting our democracy. They're so tolerant, right? He's also the high school, or excuse me, it looks like the girls and boys golf coach. Mm-hmm. Chino Valley School's Instagram page shared the meltdown, identifying the teacher as Mr. Kalinko from Chino High School. We know that we are coming off a huge victory, but we must stay vigilant. This teacher, Mr. Kalinko, from Chino High School, verbally attacked a student for wearing a Trump hat to school. This behavior will not be tolerated. We'll do everything in our power to protect our children. He's making $119,000 a year total pay and benefits. And then they have all kinds of stuff out there. Just want to make sure you guys know what our children are up against, but they're learning, they're growing.
The Democratic Party is so narcissistic and self-absorbed, and it's honestly a demonic oppression. I'm going to tell you a few examples. The same women who claim it's racist and sexist not to vote for a woman are the same women who wouldn't vote for Candace Owens if she was running for president, even though she's a Black American woman. The same women who scream, "My body, my choice," are the same women not giving their body inside their body a choice. The same people who scream cultural appropriation are the same people who voted for somebody who puts on a different accent depending on what audience she's talking to. The same people preaching about love and acceptance are the same people cutting off family members and friends for not having the same opinion as them. Also, calling us a cult. Isn't that what cults do? The same people who keep talking about rape are the same people who are voting for open borders when there's been 15,000 people raped and sexually assaulted by illegal immigrants.
Mm-hmm. Just, you know, they're out there, they're using the, you know, their phone, they're getting out information and letting folks know how crazy they are. I don't know if you guys found this one out either, but the FEMA supervisor instructed disaster relief officials to avoid homes and not help Americans who showed support for Trump. Well, she's has been relieved of duties, according to an official statement. There it is, the proof. Avoid homes advertising Trump. There it is. There's the text that went out, showing you on the screen. Although the official was not named in the statement, multiple government officials told the Daily Wire that the person responsible for the misguided directive is named Marnie Washington. According to the Daily Wire's exclusive report, the FEMA agents ordered not to help citizens with Trump signs were operating the Highlands County, Florida. In Highland County, Florida, at least 20 homes were reportedly skipped over. RFK Jr., I'm going to make sure packaged food companies stop selling processed blank to every American. I'm going to bankrupt you. He's had enough.
What is your plan to make this work once this election is over with?
What I try to do and what Tally has tried to do is not talk about anything that we have to push through Congress. Because anybody who tells you that they are going to change a law that requires congressional approval is let me say, they're being over-optimistic. And I, during my campaign, have never made that promise. I've said, if you've got to go to Congress, I can tell you what I'd like to do. I can't make any promises. What we have figured out and what both of us have spent a lifetime between us studying is how to change things through executive order, through policy changes, and through regulatory changes and personnel changes. And, you know, many of the laws are on the books that already require good behavior. It's just that they're being skirted through agency capture. So we're going to change the personnel at the agencies. We're gonna fire on day one, or if you can't fire them, we can ship them to a new HHS headquarters in Guam. Every nutritional scientist at FDA, because all of them are corrupt. And all of them are complicit in the poisoning of our children. NIH has a $42 billion budget, and just for scientific research. And it distributes that budget among 56,000 scientists at universities, mainly across the United States. And those scientists have been working on new drugs to treat chronic disease that can be turned into weaponized by the pharmaceutical industry to serve their profit ambitions. And we're going to go in at day one, and we're going to change the focus of this agency, and we're going to find out what is causing the chronic disease epidemic. For 30 years, CDC has and NIH have looked at this autism epidemic and say, we know it's not vaccines. We don't know what's causing it. Well, we're going to find out what's causing it. We're going to do that in a couple of months. And once you have the science out there and you can tell the truth to the American public, two things happen. One is you give people choice. We're not taking choice away from anybody. If you want to eat Dunkin' Donuts or packaged foods, you should be able to do that. You're an American. But we're going to give you the information. We're going to make them put it on the label. This is going to cause ADHD.
1983, autism rate was 1 in 10,000. 10 vaccines given to U.S. babies. In 2008, 36 vaccines were given to U.S. babies, and the autism rate went from 1 to 10,000 to 1 in 150. In 2013, 46 vaccines were given to U.S. babies. The autism rate went to 1 in 88. 1970 to 2020, 50 years, guys, 1,312 athletes suffered from cardiac arrest and died. From 2021 to 2022, after the vaccines were handed out, in 1 year, 1,598 athletes suffered cardiac arrest and they died.
The industry and the CDC have long said, look, we removed mercury from vaccines in 2003, and you were blaming that for autism. And autism has continued to increase since 2003. Therefore, it could not be the vaccines. What they didn't tell you is that the same year that they removed it from the vaccines, they recommended pregnant women get flu vaccines, which one, contain mercury, but number two, you're now giving pregnant women a viral particle that is also associated with severe brain damage. Oh, you could be giving this to fetuses when they're at the beginning of their formation, when they're particularly vulnerable, and the autism levels increase. But of course, you know, there were two separate causes going on, and they took one out and they substituted a new one.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be all over this. Ian Roden said, people often ask me why I hate government so much. Only government could use your own money to sign a deal with a company to manufacture a drug. Grant the manufacturer immunity from liability if anything goes wrong with the drug, and then punish you for not taking the drug. Whew, that's so good. Jamel Hawley, sources tell me the top five CEOs of pharmaceutical companies are holding an emergency teleconference on at 1 p.m., a lawyer has confirmed that everyone is in a state of panic. Good. Good. It's about time. I'm going to pull the whole thing down. Remember, this Ultra Peppy Lives Matter says, I don't know about you, but I do not want unity. I want the people who committed crime to face the consequences of their actions. Fauci, Gates, Soros, Obama, Comey, the top of the FBI, Clinton, Adam Schiff, Podesta, and anyone else who broke the law and committed crime against humanity. They silenced us, called us rapists, fascists, racist, framed Donald Trump for treason. They locked us in our homes, told us the vaccine was safe and effective, shamed us for telling the truth. I don't blame the masses for being fooled by these people, but I want them exposed so people can see who they truly are. It's not fascism, it's justice. We elected Donald Trump because we want a revolution. We don't want temporary fixes. We want systematic changes for generations. The status quo cannot stand. We want it to be biblical. President Trump even knows it's biblical that he won. He said, thank you, God. I won all swing states in the popular vote by almost 7 million voters. Got 312 electoral votes in the great state of Texas, won 31 of 32 statewide judicial benches in every county in the Rio Grande Valley. They were all blue 8 years ago and got 1 million more Texas votes than in 2020. He's thanking God for that. Also, he's letting us know that he's not going to deal with CBDC.
And tonight I'm also making another promise to protect Americans from government tyranny. As your president, I will never allow the creation of a central bank digital currency. Do you know about that?
Remember that. And also, European Union is going to buy oil from the United States instead of Russia after Trump's election victory. Folks, I had the pleasure of meeting with the owner of Tri-Tales Beef while on the cruise this summer. And it was absolutely amazing how we connected immediately. He gave me his Trump hat, and they have a love for our country. And their love goes to the beef. I tell you what, it's an experience like you've never had before. Welcome to Tri-Tales Beef, where tradition meets your table. The Tri-Tales, they're not just raising cattle. They're crafting a legacy, five generations of ranching expertise combined with the finest Black Angus cattle in the Texas Panhandle. Their beef is USDA prime and choice, aged to perfection, ensuring a taste that's unparalleled. I'm telling you, from their pasture to your plate, their cattle enjoy a life of luxury, grazing on lush pastures before being grain finished for that perfect balance of flavor. And I tell you what, that's something I learned really about that flavor, how they do it is perfection. But Tri-Tales isn't just about the taste, it's about trust. They're a wonderful family. You're not just buying beef, you're joining their family dinner. I tell you, we're going to talk about their subscription box. Every month, they'll deliver a cut of their best right to your door. It's like getting a piece of Texas, no matter where you live. And for those who've served our country in many capacities, they're offering up to 20% off because at Tri-Tales, they honor those who have given so much. So check out their website below this video, trybeef.com/andweknow for their latest offers. That's trybeef.com/andweknow. Subscribe today. Let Tri-Tales Beef redefine your dinner table today. Going further, Trump plans to redirect the money being spent on Ukraine towards a nationwide initiative to get the homeless off the streets.
Our once great cities have become unlivable, unsanitary nightmares, surrendered to the homeless, the drug addicted, and the violent and dangerously deranged. We're making many suffer for the whims of a deeply unwell few, and they are unwell indeed. The homeless have no right to turn every park and sidewalk into a place for them to squat and do drugs. Americans should not have to step over piles of needles and waste as they walk down a street, a beautiful city, or at least once beautiful city, because they've changed so much over the last 10 years. Our first consideration should be the rights and safety of the hardworking, law-abiding citizens who make our society function. When I'm back in the White House, we will use every tool, lever, and authority to get the homeless off our streets. We want to take care of them, but they have to be off our streets. There is nothing compassionate about letting these individuals live in filth and squalor rather than getting them the help that they need. We need professionals to help them. For a small fraction of what we spend upon Ukraine, we could take care of every homeless veteran in America. Our veterans are being treated horribly. Likewise, with all of the money we will save by ending mass unskilled migration, we will have a huge dividend to address this crisis in our own country. Under my strategy, working with states, we will ban urban camping wherever possible. Violators of these bans will be arrested, but they will be given the option to accept treatment and services if they're willing to be rehabilitated. Many of them don't want that, but we'll give them the option. We will then open up large parcels of inexpensive land, bring in doctors, psychiatrists, social workers, and drug rehab specialists, and create tent cities where the homeless can be relocated and their problems identified. But we'll open up our cities again, make them livable, and make them beautiful. For those who are just temporarily down on their luck, we will work to help them quickly reintegrate into a normal life. For those who have addictions, substance abuse, and common mental health problems, we will get them into treatment. And for those who are severely mentally ill and deeply disturbed, we will bring them back to mental institutions where they belong, with the goal of reintegrating them back into society once they are well enough to manage. It's a tough task, a very tough task. What's taking place on the streets, what's taking place with their taking so much drugs. But the fact is, we're going to try. This strategy will be far better and also far less expensive than spending vast sums of taxpayer money to house the homeless in luxury hotels without addressing their underlying issues. And they have so many of these underlying issues and needs. This is how I will end the scourge of homelessness and make our cities clean and safe and beautiful once again. We will do it. We will bring back America. Thank you.
How about that, huh? He keeps throwing out more videos like this showing how he's going to support America. And there's some folks pretty excited. You know, during that post game, remember the NFL game player Nick Bosa was fined by the NFL for the hat slogan, "Make America Great Again." How dare you? You owe us money for that. But you remember they used to wear Black Lives Matter on the helmets during a game. That was perfectly fine. Why? Can't make America great again, but we can say Black Lives Matter. Interesting. But regardless, Bosa, I believe, had a celebration and his teammates joined him. They all did the Trump dance. Trump dance is becoming popular on the football fields here recently. President Trump chimed in on November 10th. Nick Bosa is a great player. These folks that think they're going to make it in life and think they're going to get by with their crimes are going to, it's all going to fade away. Oprah Winfrey reveals the name she chose for the premature baby boy she lost at age 14 as Canaan. Weren't the Canaanites the origin of Moloch worship, cannibalism, and sacrificing children to Moloch? Why was Oprah on Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs to the pedo island? Why does Oprah have so many ties to various prolific convicted child traffickers as well as suspected A-list celebrity child traffickers? Why were children going missing from Oprah's schools and orphanages in Africa in areas that don't have a birth certificate registration system? It's almost as if they put the world's most disgusting, Satan-worshipping, soulless freaks on Hollywood's center stage for the masses to idolize as direct taunts to our species. They thought you would follow the stars. Now, because we have been under a microscope, they all fall. All of them. Another thing, abortion clinics warn they're going to go bankrupt if the Democrats' sex strike continues. You guys know, in case we weren't part of this, many of the Democrat girls are shaving their head and they're saying that they're not going to be with any man for 4 years as a protest to President Trump. And so now the Planned Parenthood abortion clinics are starting to get a little nervous because they aren't going to be, you know, doing their thing so they can have a bunch of babies to bring into Planned Parenthood to destroy. Liz Churchill said that's the best thing you'll read today. All the comms are from everywhere. Elon put interesting to this week. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell was asked if he would step down if President Trump asked him to resign. Powell answered no. The law does not permit the president to fire the Fed chairman. Powell didn't mention, however, that the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional. Thank you, Elon, for posting. I mean, this is good. He posted at 12:32. Fire up those memes. Please stand by. On the clock. Ready to play? Mother of all bombs is incoming. The mother of all bombs would be great if we just get rid of the Fed. End it all together. They're not part of the government. They're home. They just steal from us. Did you enjoy the interview? Yeah. That was a good one. Other things out there, just to make sure that you know, Grasshopper catches these. Dan Scavino Jr. showed that map, that beautiful map with all the red all over it, little tiny dots of blue. And he says, "Can you hear us now?" Of course, I love it when he posts because we always look at the timestamp and we look at time, you know, other things that are posted. And we're like, wow, it seems like he's always talking to us. Posted at 1646, 4642, you have the USA, USA chant. And then you look at 1646 and you realize he's trying to tell us something. Power to the people. They are loud. They know what is coming. The enemy knows. It is now more clear than ever. Never in our history have they been this exposed. Never in our history have they come out from the shadows to fight. The truth is clearly visible. They're scared. They're losing control. We knew this day would come. We planned. We took control over key elements. We stand at the ready. We fight dark to light. God bless America. God bless patriots around the world. Courage together. Think for yourself. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for your blessings over this entire week. It's been wonderful. We do know that we have to stay on guard, and we know we have to trust you each second of every day with our lives. And we just ask for continued protection over our president, over all of us and our families as we move forward. We pray that this Rick Scott would be the one that's added, as many people are chiming in, that he's the one that will support President Trump. And whatever things are playing out behind the scenes, that they would wake up and the Senate would finally quit playing games and we'd finally have real leadership throughout our country. It would be wonderful to see. We know all this is according to your plan and your perfection and everything that you do. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Thank you, folks, for tuning in. Thank you for your support and hitting that like button and share. We've had a great weekend. We had a great live interview Q&A for almost 2 hours, a little over 2 hours with Dr. Shockley on Saturday. Don't miss that. And again, thank you for your prayers. And many of you chimed in saying that you want to, if we throw a cruise together, be a part of that. So we'll let you know and keep you updated on that soon. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.
Here's my plan to stop the chemical, physical, and emotional mutilation of our youth. On day one, I will revoke Joe Biden's cruel policies on so-called gender-affirming care. Ridiculous. A process that includes giving kids puberty blockers, mutating their physical appearance, and ultimately performing surgery on minor children.
We will empower parents and local school board to hire and reward great principals and teachers, and also to fire the poor ones, the one whose performance is unsatisfactory. They will be fired.
When I'm back in the White House, we will use every tool, lever, and authority to get the homeless off our streets. We want to take care of them, but they have to be off our streets.